Hey guys, the Golden Globes were last week. We just had the playoffs, so now it's time for Netflix news. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, here we got lights.
Such a delight, such a surprise.
Oh, Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh, even though it's Sunday.
In the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
You guys love it.
See, this is
karaoke.
Right? We're just
going
to go for it.
Saturday. Hey, it's Chicago, man. Get it?
Yeah,
nice.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Hey, guys, you're watching Netflix News. And the reason we're playing Chicago is because I actually watched a documentary that played on Netflix. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. And I'm joined by...
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back. I'm Ashley Chaney. If you want to talk with me online, find me at Ashley on Camera, and we'll talk about all the things Netflix and whatever else you want to talk about.
How's everybody doing? I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That's at Steve Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N-M.
I love this song, guys. I'm really jamming to it. Hi,
Wait. Who are you this week?
This week, I'm switching things up for you guys one more time. But yeah, I'm Amy Cassandra Martinez. My handle is different again, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to stick to this one. And it's the same across all platforms. Amy Cassandra MTZ. That's an abbreviation for Martinez. Wanted to keep it simple for everyone. The same thing everywhere.
On all social media.
On all social media. So, yeah.
I can't wait to see your new handle next week.
I'm excited for it.
I'm going to keep this one, guys. It's gonna stick around.
I can't wait to see what your hair color is next week.
Right? It's a little darker. I got this. This is so not relevant. But if you guys want to darken your bleached hair, just get the right kind of shampoo and conditioner. So mine's a brown one. So it's just, I'm so much happier with it.
Okay.
There you go.
We are happy. Ooh, you are happy.
Advice for you guys.
Ooh,
Thank you. Thank you. I know you guys wanted to know about that.
All right. Well, top of the hour, I guess I'll just start because since we started with Chicago, the Chicago documentary did drop and it covers their whole history from when they started to the Musical Hall of Fame, which was like 2016, which was last year. And I watched it. It was 2 hours. And I got to say, I probably watched the first half hour. I jumped to about the middle to three quarter mark to watch because like I wanted to know about like the Peter Cetera years, who is like one of the original lead singers of Chicago, and they have like this big riff.
Chicago is a band?
Yeah.
So this isn't a documentary about the city Chicago?
No, the band Chicago.
The
band Chicago.
Come on.
I'm talking Peter Cetera.
I'm not the only one.
You don't know Peter Cetera?
I was fooled too.
Thank you.
Not to be confused.
No,
with
we're
Boston.
Playing the music. We're playing Chicago the music. So
we're playing Chicago the music. There's also Chicago the movie. There's also Chicago the musical. There's also Chicago.
Yeah, but see, I would have said Chicago the musical. Whatever. I was like, if I'm playing the music, it's Chicago.
Well,
so but
that was for all of you out there who are just as silly as me.
Yeah, but I watched like through the they had a lead singer change, so I watched that and I watched it till the end when they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or Music Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
I dig it. It sounds like a fun documentary. I like a good rockumentary.
Oh snap!
Is that
a term now? Rockumentary?
That's the term they use in their description. But yeah, there are a lot of great ones.
They've been covering music for 40. They've been together like 40 plus years, which is a long time. For music, I mean, yeah, they're old too, but 40 plus years is a long time, even for musical acts.
For a band to stay together and like tour and be relatively relevant?
They're relevant.
Yeah, they're definitely relevant. They have a Netflix documentary.
Even if Ashley doesn't know who they are, but that's all good.
Super relevant, though, guys, to me and you.
Well, since we're at full strength this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Globes last week. And
the Globes, you say?
Yeah, Netflix was kind of shut out. Well, how was your experience?
Well, okay, my experience was purely I wasn't working at all, so I got to just have an awesome time as a guest. So it was really fantastic to be able to talk with some of the stars of films that are on Netflix and not on Netflix alike, and just kind of talk to them as humans. So it was much less of a interview setting and more of a wow, it's so cool to see all these people that I love. And
yeah, but see, I don't care about who you talk to. I
want
to know about what you eat.
Yeah, oh, that's God. What I
thought. Yeah, come on, you're a foodie, so like I was like, who cares about the people? I know they're
I'm talking
about food. That's what I want
to
know.
Just about to launch into it, I'm like, how long do I have to keep this professional before I can tell you guys about what I ate? Like the hands down like best part of the whole thing was the food. First of all, they give you these champagne bottles, you guys. Not glasses of champagne. They give you glasses of Moët with like a spout in it. So you're walking around with a literal
Moët?
Bottle.
Yep. Ah, see, I only drink Veuve.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You're out of your mind. Fancy. Literally, you put a spout in it. You walk around with a champagne bottle drinking from the bottle. So let's just say that that's how the evening started. I was smart enough to park myself right next to the seafood bar.
Ooh, yes, there you go.
I literally could turn around and grab.
Oh my god!
They had these oysters.
Giant. They had amazing raw oyster bar, mussels, and then the best part were these giant king crab legs.
Oh,
nice.
That they had like halved, and somehow like you know when you eat crab and it's like that's like super difficult. Just it's like a job to get the crab out.
Of course.
And mm-hmm. This was like had already been pre sort of.
No.
All you had to do was like just put it all in your mouth. It was heaven. On Earth. And then it was like Lindt was one of the key sponsors. So they gave us, as we're walking away, 5 to 6 pounds of Lindt chocolate. So it was my dream. All the dreams.
L-I-N-D-T.
Lindt.
I'm searching the room for the chocolate you brought.
I am in shock.
It's in your bag. You'll give it to us later.
I didn't want it to overheat in the car.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of warm today.
But I will say that when I sent in a little video message for you guys, I mentioned that Get Out was streaming on Netflix, and it's not.
No.
It was in November.
It's on HBO.
And is now on HBO, but I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's no longer on Netflix.
What was great, though, what I loved about that video is if you guys go and watch last week's episode, the great thing is I cut to Ashley, and for at least a good 10 seconds, she's...
Yeah, so that happened.
But even better is you can see us dancing, and you can see Steve Kaufman rapping to music that doesn't exist either, even though in our studio, we are playing Big Willie style.
Oh, wait.
That's how
I'm going to find that.
Yeah, so it's like us like doing this,
so I'm straight,
and you're just straight rapping, but there's no music underneath it.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's going to be perfect, because, I was just going straight a cappella.
And now you can cut for your reel.
Big Kaufman style.
Chock full of technical learning opportunities, shall we
say. Yes.
There you go.
So I wanted to talk about with the Globes is, other than your experience there,
sure. And
is...
the food.
Yeah, especially the food.
I still have my mind on
especially
that
the food. Because, right, well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Steve Kaufman here is like almost at a year of not drinking. And then our own Emmy Cassandra Martinez is on the Whole 30. So she can't eat anything but like fruit.
Shut up. I love Whole 30, but when I get offered so much like delicious, yummy freaking food that's non-compliant, I'm like, why am I doing this month? It's cool. I'm feeling fantastic. You can have more than fruit.
Speaking as someone who's been sober since July, I could never do the Whole 30.
I'll take everything that gets offered to you guys. Just send it on down.
You will take our...
Like that champagne would have been a waste on Steve. So.
A complete waste. I would have given it to people. I would have not had it.
I'm going to get back on task. So for best television series, musical or comedy, Master of None was the only one that was up in the whole Netflix era, but they didn't win for the show, but Aziz Ansari did win for actor in a musical or a comedy, which was great.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this was last week, and a lot has been revealed since.
A lot has been revealed in the last, like, I'd say 30 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
About Aziz Ansari.
Mm-hmm. Well, just tell some of us that are unaware about things like Aziz Ansari and Chicago.
An allegation arose probably this time yesterday from a 23-year-old photographer who went on a date with him in 2017, right around the time of the Emmys, so September, where he was forceful. You can read it yourself. I'm not, like, it's newsworthy to bring up while we're talking about Aziz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm going to jump off that for a second. But
please.
Yeah, like Alison Brie as actress, like, she didn't win. But Rachel Brosnahan is very, very, very good. And Alison Brie is probably, she's going to be due at some point for Glow.
The Golden Globes gives that to the ingenue, and I think Alison Brie's already kind of established that she can't be an ingenue.
True.
But, like,
agreed.
Historically,
to break new actresses.
Issa Rae, Rachel Bloom, the Jane the Virgin actress whose name
I'm... Gina Rodriguez?
Those were all the people who get that Golden Globe.
No, and way back in the day, if you guys are fans of Carrie Russell from The Americans, she, I believe, won for the Golden Globe for Felicity.
Yep. And
if it wasn't the Emmy, it was definitely the Golden Globes.
And it was for comedy, because that's literally the ingenue, like, the Hollywood Foreign Press, which, by the way, is only 93 people. Like,
and normally they just like stars, so a lot of their voting process is a bit skewed.
Definitely a bit skewed. That, not to hate on the Golden Globes, it's a wonderful award ceremony.
It's fun, you know, like, yeah, I mean, you clearly had a good time.
I had a great time at the party.
Yeah. I was here. I wasn't like, I didn't know who was winning and who was losing. So I had to like watch all of it after the fact.
I was there, and I didn't know who was winning and who was losing, so I had to watch all of it after the fact.
It's because you were drinking too much. No. well, something else that's really, really cool, we're talking about the Golden Globes, is in South Korea, my home country, in Pyeongchang, they're going to be the Winter Olympics in the next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, February 8th.
And starting tomorrow, there is a whole Go for the Gold and Meet Team USA on Netflix.
Oh,
so
awesome.
If you want to know who the participants are on Team USA, go watch it on Netflix starting tomorrow. It's going to be streaming. I had no idea that was even available. I figured that would be, because NBC always does a good job of kind of as the sports are going on. But I think this is really cool to kind of say, to prep yourself prior to the Olympics, to maybe figure out like what it is that you do want to watch or get to know somebody better. Yeah. This is available to watch.
Well, and it's the month before, which is great because I know NBC, yeah, they will be doing something right around the Super Bowl as well, because the Super Bowl airs on the 4th, and just 4 days later, bam, Olympics. So they will be doing something, but I love that this is so far in advance.
This is going to be quite a political Olympics, too, now that North Korea is joining. They're sending Olympians to the Olympics, which are happening in Pyongyang.
Which are also happening live on NBC, which for us on the West Coast would be like late. Not early, late.
North Korea guys, the ones with the button. Just
saying. No, yeah. Oh, I am.
Okay. Put it out there. It's kind of scary.
There's so much going on in this world.
Well, I'm interested then.
But how are they in the luge, though?
That's a great question. Like,
more importantly, we don't know a lot about North Korea.
No. Curling.
Oh, curling.
I love to watch curling.
Curling is so, because it's so interesting. The physics behind it is so weird. Like, they're rubbing the
thing.
Can we just be real?
Wait, do the motion again.
That's what curling reminds
me. Can we just be real?
No, curling is awesome. I agree with you on that.
The North Korean curling team is guaranteed silver.
There it is.
Just calling it right now. Hottest of taste.
Yeah, right. There we go. You can see our screen. Look at this guy's face. He looks like the dude from Princess Bride. Inconceivable.
Are you guys kids seeing this? Let's see if we can bring this up for them. Are they seeing it? There we go.
Oh, I'm sure they're.
Yeah, Wallace Shawn. This is great.
Guys, I love it.
Fantastic.
I'm so excited. But I will for sure be watching that.
We go for the gold specials.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pumped. I already know that I love The Flying Tomato.
Sean
White.
Well, okay. He's not the Flying Tomato anymore, though.
What is he?
He calls himself the Animal, like Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, no, I still remember him as the Flying Tomato.
Yeah, but would you really want to be known as the Flying Tomato?
Can't change yourself that
yes?
fast.
Yes? Yeah, of course. I will roll with it. Okay, the Animal. The Animal. Okay.
Guys, our chat's kind of blowing up about curling and the USA team not being so awesome at curling. We're on the chat, guys, if you want to chime in about, you know, whatever it is that we're talking about.
But Star Drew, like, Canada will be number one place in curling.
We'll
Star Drew,
that.
Do you live in Canada? Are you watching us from Canada?
Star Drew.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that.
So, some of us have an office pull over who you are, Star Drew. Are you from Canada?
Cool. I want to go to Canada one day, but I feel very confident in our curling team. And we'll get to hopefully meet them on Netflix. It's special.
Oh, my gosh. It's just slightly off topic, but did you guys know that I think it's in 1980 or so, there was a national aerobics competition? Like, it was Olympic level for aerobics. I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
But that's in the Summer Olympics.
No. But it was, sorry. Not, yeah. I don't mean aerobics. I mean cardio. It was for, aerobics.
Yeah. Cardio aerobics.
Cardio aerobics was a sport. It was a flipping sport for 1 year.
Because host countries get to choose, I think, and omit like up to five sports.
That's like amazing. Olympic level jazzercise. You're welcome. We can all Google it.
Line. Yeah.
that was my Drew Baldwin just logged into the chat. Drew Baldwin, if you can add any information about what year the aerobic exercise competition was, our fans are dying to know. Please tell us.
Star Drew really is from Canada.
Sweet Canuck, okay. You.
Well, Drew's not really a star.
Well, then I'm out.
You're a star in our eyes. Star.
Okay, so when we started this show, I talked about the ratings. Talking about stars. Uh-huh. This is a true star.
Okay.
I talked about the star ratings on Netflix, and I'm thinking now my algorithm is starting to fail me.
Ooh.
So you'll see the thumbnail here in a second. Anthony, if you can put it up there, but I... For like the last week or so, they dropped The Vault. And on The Vault is James Franco's picture. He's there with Taryn Manning. He's there with Francesca Eastwood, daughter of Clint Eastwood and Frances Fisher. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, this is worth watching. It's like, if James Franco, the guy that just won, is in this, mm-hmm. then maybe I should watch it and see what it's all about. And it's a tease. It's one of those marketing teases where, just like you used to go like in the Blockbuster in Hollywood Video, you walk through the aisles where you see him, he's there, he is a character, but is he a main character? And so what you think it's The Vault. So you think it's like this heist film, which I already knew that it wasn't because it has like a supernatural twist to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was looking for. But it let me down. And my thing, I believe, said like I had like four and a half out of five stars for this.
I just think it's weird that you still get the stars. I get the percentage.
I have an old Apple TV from 2012.
I get the stars. I still get the stars.
I get the percent. I know some people have the thumbs stars. Up, thumbs down.
I get the percent up and down.
Percent here. So 50-50 here. What do you guys get? I want to know because...
I have the percent.
Yeah, I also have the percent.
I get the percent too. Yeah, and this one was a high percentage too, I believe. So, but I'm wondering if it's starting to fail me.
Yes. Or if it's skewed... Well, you would assume it would skew to like properties that they really want. Like, let's say they paid a lot of money on this movie because James Franco's in it, and they know they can put James Franco's poster on it and then claim I'm a 95% match with this movie.
It's an interesting...
And this TVMA movie, so it was never actually released as a movie.
Yeah, right. It was more of a straight release to streaming or to DVD, whatever it was, but... I figure that if he's in it, I want to see like what the value that he brings to the movie. And yeah, there is a certain thing for him, but in terms of my pure enjoyment of the movie itself, it wasn't that original, and it could have been executed better. And I know that's all about budget and who the director and all that is, but I just wanted to say that I think my rating thing failed me on this one.
I think there's a bit of sensationalism too happening right now with Franco and coming off the Globes for sure and all of his sexual assault claims. And a TVMA rating movie, they were probably rolling the dice with people who have sort of morbid curiosity. So,
see, if it makes you feel any better, around the holidays, I watched a bunch of those like rom-com-y.
Ashley's favorite genre.
me too.
No, I think your favorite genre is like. Isn't like baking reality. And like the British the yes. Bake Off and
yes, but you around can, the holidays it's every holiday. Oh movie. I sure, can just pour holidays. Into my soul.
Okay, but like okay, so there were a bunch on Netflix like Christmas Prince,
A Christmas Kiss,
and a lot of those holidays. Because I like rom coms and Netflix knows they were like yeah this is 95%. I'd watch it and be like are you kidding me Netflix, like what the heck are you thinking? I have higher standards. So yeah, I mean I don't think they go that in depth. Unfortunately.
Well, speaking of which, I got duped this week, and I got duped so hard. The movie I recommended at the end of this program last week, I got duped so hard that I can't even remember the title. And
it wasn't Stasis, was it?
Yes, it was. Stasis was so bad.
Stasis was like Terminator. Once I read the log line, I was like, this is Terminator. I have no desire to see this.
Stasis was so bad, I retract my recommendation of Stasis. It was so bad I forgot the title and tried to forget that I had wasted time watching that movie.
Because you went back in time and erased it from yourself. That's what happened.
But the movie of me doing that was better than Stasis.
I would like to do that with Bright. I would like to call back the...
Me too.
Wait. That's right. You weren't here when we talked about it. You actually watched this?
I saw everybody. I saw you guys. I saw you all chimed in. I see that you're finally all on my page, even though if you'll go back several episodes to when we were discussing Bright
You said
back,
you weren't going
to
see it, or you weren't interested.
It's going to tank. It's going to suck. I told you it was going to suck. I'm happy to check the records, please, for back about 4, 5, 6 episodes ago when I was like, boo, and sure enough, big old boo.
I personally... hated that movie.
It was painful.
And for the guys at home, this is Anthony in our booth, our engineer that puts up all the cool pictures and helps
Anthony.
Us get started. He's letting us know like what his thoughts are, even though I didn't ask him. But
yeah, that's what I do.
I'm kidding, man.
I'm featured engineer for this week. But yeah, I can go on a rant on how bad Bright was.
How do you misuse $90 million? Well, okay, so poorly.
So here's the deal.
Are you challenging
the
me?
Movie I could find itself, a way. The cost of the movie itself was $45 million. The 90 is because since it was going to be on the Netflix platform, they paid out Will Smith and all the actors in terms of like the residuals they would have made if it was like released theatrically in terms of like global bumps.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
Like years and years and years ago, it was either, I think it was X-Men 2. Like I know for a fact that like one of the actors on X-Men 2 because it hit a certain bump internationally at a certain time, they got like an extra, like another like figure like kicked into their contract. So that was why it was 90 million. I was thinking for like to be made for 90 million, like that's crazy, but it was actually like 45, but to buy everybody out in like Will Smith's like first look deal and all that, that's why it ended up being 90. But you got to remember too, they get to stream it forever. Like they have the rights to it. They'll never have to. No, but they won't ever have to like license it out to somebody. It'll always just be theirs flat out forever.
Yeah, that's well, they can probably just put it in the closet now because nobody's ever going to need to have it. Sorry, Netflix.
But apparently,
do
like,
better.
To use Kevin's words, like civilians loved it, you know?
Kevin Undergaro?
Yeah.
Our fearless leader of AfterBuzz TV.
Thanks,
yeah,
Kevin.
Like I've seen like the online posts and the forums and like even like the group I'm part of in on Facebook all loved it, and I just go in there and just destroy.
It gives me rage on so many levels.
No, this is good because this actually leads me into something that a topic that I put on here, and I was trying to figure it out because now that it's back in the day when you rented something, you either had to watch the thing because you rented it, or you didn't get around to it and you wasted your money and had to take the thing back, or you were given a late fine.
Hey, that still happens with Redbox, which I still do.
Redbox.
Shade for Spotify, sir.
I don't even know how you can go to Redbox when there's so much available, even though I'm the guy that had the actual mail subscription forever before I finally decided to cancel because I couldn't keep up. So now that we have the availability that is just right at our fingertips, do you guys finish your movies when you watch them? What does it take for you to actually finish the movie as opposed to saying, or can you watch the movie? Some people can't do this. I can do this. I can watch bits and pieces of movies, come back to them, and then finish them. I don't have to sit through the whole movie to, or feel obligated to sit through the whole movie. Unless it's really, really good, then I'll do that too.
That's like sacrilegious to me.
I can't do that at all. You can't do it at all.
No, I go in one sitting, and if I don't finish it, I'm like,
it didn't deserve your time.
Exactly.
It didn't deserve your time. Mm-hmm.
No. I have to finish it no matter what. Even if it didn't deserve my time, I have to finish it.
Wow.
I have to respect the film enough.
How's your dating life? That sounds like a really serious, like you get into relationships. I get into fights over movies. I have to stay in this. Even though it's not good, I'm staying in it.
If she walks out, I stay.
Like an example is I turned on the new Pirates movie, the gazillion, whichever one, but I know it's the most recent.
Dead Men Tell No Tales. Which is on Netflix, and I also watched this week.
So I watched it, but I probably watched about half of it. And not because I didn't. I was actually enjoying it for the first time, because the other than the first one, they all sucked. This one so far is good.
We're going to fight about that later.
They all suck, man.
The rest of them are on Netflix. So
the first one was good.
One, you're wrong. Two, you're definitely wrong.
The first Pirates was amazing.
Yeah,
the rest
and so was
sucked.
The second.
No.
Two, it's some issues. Three was amazing.
Three was great. This one that's currently streaming is absolute pile of hot steaming garbage.
Oh, wow. No, I'm saying I haven't finished it.
I found it.
I want to go back to it, but I was okay with like saying I'll get to it later, and I was enjoying it. There was nothing that stopped me from watching it.
Did you have to leave your house?
I think it's just because there's so much other content on. Like at some point, I actually turned on The Vault later than Pirates because I was like, I'm curious about this one, so let me. And this one was, sure enough, I didn't have to pay close attention. I could kind of have it on in the background, and sure enough, when it was done, I was like, I needed like an hour and a half of my life back. But
I watched Pirates in three pieces this week, but that's because I saw it in theaters before that. I really enjoyed this Pirates movie. I think there's a lot of pirate discussion to happen at a different venue between the three of us.
But like, so you, do you finish? Unless it's bad, and then you turn it off, or?
Yeah, so
you're childish too? Okay.
Yeah.
We're adults here, all of us.
Really? I got that. I'm going to move on from that.
Good girl.
Okay. I give a movie about 30 minutes, and then if and if I'm not all in it, then I'm like, nope. Gotta watch something else. But I will give them 30 minutes. And if, I mean,
that's like giving them an act. That's so generous. It's like giving somebody a full act to get your stuff together.
And it's not that I don't appreciate it. I feel like someone else can enjoy it more than I can. And I don't want to... It's not like I would be wasting their time. Obviously, they're done. Who cares? But I want to move on to something that does deserve my time or that I would appreciate because there is so much content. I don't like watching a movie in sections unless I have to leave. If I'm falling asleep and just having a really tough time staying awake, I walk around and just commit to it.
Wow.
So you try. So you do your best to finish.
I do because it's like a little moment of just happiness or sadness, depends on the movie, where you just get to hide away for a second or longer than a second. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, I don't like breaking up that feeling. Mm. You know, with everything, especially with, obviously, with our phones, everything's just constant. So when I'm watching something, I like to be in it. But again, after 30 minutes, if I'm not in, I'm just like, bye.
Chat, want to know what you guys think. I want to see if you guys are put in the comments later on, if you don't have time, if you're watching this like after the fact. But love to see if you actually finish your movies, if you watch them in pieces, or if you can't get through it, then it's done. It's dead to you.
I can't stay awake. I mean, that's like my heart. That's my problem. I think if I'm at home and I'm watching a movie, excuse me, on Netflix, and I've got my cozies on, it's
But what's a cozy? Like your beer koozie?
That's my koozie. I've got my koozie, my cozy. Different koozies and cozies. Thank you. Yeah, there's usually some slippers and a fluffy blanket. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing about Netflix is there's, with the exception of Bright, these movies have been out before. So it's highly likely that you're watching a rerun, for example, Wedding Crashers, streaming right now, which is one of my guilty pleasures because seen it.
I feel like that movie so had like four acts in it. I feel like it was like act one, act two, act three, and then we'll finish off at act three and a half.
I loved them all.
It was nice. I liked it.
I've seen it. So it's one of those, like, I have like maybe five or six movies, which I have a life coach that says, like, don't do that because it's bad vibes to watch something that you've already seen. Like, ever.
No.
You're not supposed to watch
it. No. Here's what's interesting is I'm trying to figure that out right now, if I need to wean back on some things that I've seen in watching it again, because like, what should I be watching or doing in place of this? Because what is it about that movie or whatever it is that I'm watching or show that compels me to sit there before the end of this, I know I just did this with the show and I can't think of it on the top of my head, but.
Well, see, and the thing is that, I mean, I have goals with, you know, movie watching where I want to watch all of Tom Hanks' movies. I want to watch all of Meryl Streep's movies. I've already seen The Post. But, of course, like, if you're watching, I don't know, some weird holiday rom-com, it's like you're watching that instead of that. So,
it's like you're not getting a new experience out of it, like, the second, unless there's a movie that has, like, many, many layers and you're discovering it, and yeah, actually, there's a lot to dissect.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, Cloud Atlas is on Netflix currently.
Awful. That is a movie that you should absolutely turn off as soon as you turn it on.
Okay, Cloud Atlas, but you're Team Bright? Come on.
However, I would argue Cloud Atlas works if you watched it I watched it in four parts and didn't mind it. Oops. It's also two
no,
hours
man.
And
when you do Asian
minutes.
Face with a white person, that's when I draw the line.
Okay,
it's actually for storytelling purposes. It's not. There's no racist things about it, but it's really weird to see.
I thought he defended it before I had a chance.
Our chat's going off. Drew Baldwin says he stays through all of the movies out of respect for credits. You guys, I've worked in the motion picture industry for over a decade, and if you don't stay,
then how old are you?
You're like, I'm ageless, but it doesn't matter. Started working very young. But if you go to a movie theater, this is how you'll know you're in the theater with somebody that's in the industry, when they stay through the entire credits and watch. Oh, yeah. Because each person's name that's on the credits, that's someone's life. That's me. That's someone that's like given hours of their life to a film. So stay, people. Please stay to the end of the film. It's not going to kill you. Sometimes there's even extra bonuses at the end, like fun little clips. But more importantly, like, look at all the lives that it took for you to sit down in a movie theater.
I mean, I did that for Last Jedi. I was hoping, you know, what was going to happen for episode 9, and I didn't get anything from it.
But you saw everyone that worked on it. All their names. Oh, my God, and there were so many names.
All the people in Asia. Yes, absolutely. Doing the CGI, absolutely.
Hey, ILM's in San Francisco. I used to work for Lucasfilm Friends. Okay,
big names here, guys.
Let me pick up that name I dropped.
So Netflix has a lot of stuff that drops and they pick up shows. Something that I tried to watch when it debuted, and I think it had some hype, was a show called Lady Dynamite. Mm-hmm. And they finally decided that it is over after season 2.
Aww.
They canceled it.
You get a lot of interesting shows, Rick Hong.
Well, I try to figure out why Netflix either picks them up or try to just at least watch little like nuggets here and there. And this one I definitely couldn't get through, and I'm not surprised. And it makes me actually happy to know that there isn't more seasons of this.
What's it about?
that's some, it's like skits, like she's like playing like these like odd characters, and she has like a lot of these like different celebrities that pop in on her show. But that's what I'm saying, it's like my big problem is I couldn't tell you what that show is about.
Oh yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
From what I've seen of it, it struck me as like a Comedy Bang Bang level surreal sketch show with less of a through line. Like essentially a show on IFC is what it feels like. Also, Maria Bamford's just like might be just busy. That might be part of it, that they want it and they want it when they want it, and she just can only shoot it when she can shoot it, and that might be part of the reason to cancel it.
I feel like if Netflix is like, hey, we need you to shoot, you're like, oh, okay, and you make it happen.
She's in some big stuff. She's doing some big things.
She is. And here's something great. This is why you guys watch Netflix news, because if we talk about it, then we challenge each other to watch it. If you guys bring it up, we dropped the trailer for David Letterman's new show last week. I watched it with Barack Obama. It's really good. I recommend that you should absolutely watch it. And there is no top 10. I was wrong. There is no top 10.
I'm pretty sure I told you that wasn't happening.
But, and then our very own Amy Cassandra Martinez has watched the Seinfeld Coffee and Cars.
Yes,
so I finally decided to
watch
it.
I watched that this week. It's so good.
Yeah. I watched the Kristen Wiig. I watched Jim Carrey. I watched half of Jimmy Fallon. But I'll finish this.
Oh, I made it all the way down to like Obama in 2012. It was Carl Reiner, and then he wound up having dinner with Mel Brooks. That show is delightful.
Is this Coffee and Coffee?
Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Because he made a couple new ones, but then they bought the whole thing.
Great.
Oh, I love that. That show is so wonderful.
See, and it's nice, too, because it's not a half hour. Mm-hmm. It's like it's in bits, like 12 minutes, 18 minutes. And the fascinating part that I didn't realize was that he picks like different exotic cars to like drive around and pick these people up in. So that part was really cool, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? If I had that much money, I would love to just go rent one. Just rent like a Lamborghini for the day. Go rent the 67 Corvette for the day.
And it looks like in the end, they tell you like kind of where they got it. Because normally he finds the collector who owns it and like, hey, how much to use it for a day and soup it up with GoPros and like the production will bond it and like all that, all the producer stuff. But like ultimately that's a day's work.
Yeah.
For Jerry and then like an editing crew, like a week. But like I really enjoy this show so much.
And Ashley, sorry, I cut you off. You were saying something. I probably interrupted your thought and you're like,
no.
I don't remember now.
No, I remember it. Clearly, my thought was why, like, I still have not figured out what they decide to show me, because maybe it's because I watch so many holiday and or food things. All I'm seeing is like girls eating food on my homepage. But I didn't even have an advertisement for Coffee and Cars. Get coffee
comedians
getting
and cars.
Cars and coffee and comedians. I didn't see that. So
triple C.
You know what? This is what we're gonna do. Steve is gonna like finish this out with a contest. But one of the things I think that we should do at any point this week. Let's take a picture when we log on to Netflix to see what pops up for us.
Challenge
in terms
accepted.
Of like maybe in the different categories, just to say this is what showed up on mine, what showed up on yours, just to see how different it might be.
Like,
just
let's
for
pick
our
a
panel.
Random day this week, like Wednesday, where we all just have a text thread and like just screenshot us your Netflix.
Well, no, and then we'll throw it up
accepted.
There.
And I would love to see from the viewers too what yours uses. I want to see what yours look like. I don't think you can do it in the YouTube chat, but if you Instagram, maybe like on Instagram, if they give us
or
a hashtag.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Or on Twitter.
Or
on
Twitter. Yeah.
And then comment with it. Yeah, anything tweeted.
Yeah, tag us and then you have our socials and we'll repeat our socials here in a second. But Steve, you have a game.
Game.
I was going to try to run a technical test of this game off air, but you've already pimped me into it, so I'll just do it. We were talking about there's 6 degrees of separation.
Kevin Bacon.
Sorry. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Which you can play with the entirety of film and television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a game called 6 degrees of Netflix.
Okay.
Which is similar rules, except you can only use what is on Netflix at that moment. So as an example, let's try to give it a test. Can I get 2 minutes on the clock?
Oh my God, 2 minutes on the clock. I'm I have total test anxiety. I'm already scared.
So, Rick, give me two actors, actresses, writers, directors, two people who have not been in a project together.
Oh, that one's hard, man.
But have stuff on Netflix.
Two,
yes.
And have stuff on Netflix? Okay, that's like that is a challenge. That's a big challenge.
If the chat can say it first.
Okay, two actors that are on Netflix.
Actors, actresses, creators that...
Okay, so let's go, okay, Jordan... okay, let's go Keegan-Michael Key, because he's on Friends from College.
Oh my gosh.
Yep,
okay.
Keegan-Michael Key, that's one.
And I'll say David Fincher.
David Fincher. Great. All right. And whenever you're ready, Anthony.
Yeah, just let me know.
And let's start. So Keegan-Michael Key is in Don't Think Twice. Ooh, this is not a good time for things to go slow here with Jillian Jacobs, who is on Community. Is Community on Netflix?
I love Community.
This is not going.
No. It's on. No, it's not.
Okay.
This one is 1 minute. Okay, like 40 I said,
1 minute 40 seconds.
Like I said, I was going to try to do this off air to see if it, to see how it would work. What the fun is?
No, so you can do this. Pressure's on. So, you've got this. Chat room, if you guys have any suggestions to help our voice,
how do we get? How do we get me from Keegan-Michael Key to David Fincher?
Keegan-Michael Key to David
Fincher. So how do I get us to anything David Fincher? I'm going to try the other way, David Fincher.
I think you might have better luck that way, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. You have a minute 15.
No pressure, no pressure.
Okay, we have a lot going on with David Fincher. There's no way.
Ooh, spotlight.
Oh, David Fincher's unavailable, but, oh, man, this... This would have worked better in a test. I'm so sorry, guys.
If you type
David Fincher into Netflix,
you get Mindhunter.
You get Mindhunter, but it says David Fincher is unavailable, but fans also enjoyed.
Okay,
but, that's sweet. Sorry. We will work this game out. I did a test this morning. It was actually pretty good. It was Rosario Dawson and Winona Ryder, and I made it within one. It's something to play. If you want to play this game, I challenge you. We can make a meme of this, guys.
We'll figure out the rules.
6 degrees of Netflix. We'll figure out some rules. We'll make it a thing we do here. But I was prepared to do a test on the game. It's fun.
And with
it
that,
will be fun.
That is
tune in next week. For the exactly.
Like with that is all for this week. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RCKHONG. And
it's me. It's my turn. You guys, thanks so much for watching and hanging with us, and for everybody joining in on the chat. We love you. Thanks for watching. If you want to continue this conversation outside of the YouTube space, find me online at Ashley on Camera, and we'll talk there.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. Find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. Quick suggestions. Everybody needs to watch V for Vendetta because it is on Netflix now, hopefully through November 5th of next year or this year. Things. Saving Capitalism is a wonderful documentary, and something I haven't seen, speaking of rockumentaries, Keith Richards' Under the Influence. That's what I'll be checking out this week.
And thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Amy Cassandra Martinez. You can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I watched To the Bone, very intense movie with Lily Collins. But if you want to watch something way happier, The Toys That Made Us is really good.
Yeah,
that's
what we talked about. It was great.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
6 degrees of Netflix.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.